With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The charges against the man who authorities say shot two National Guard members have been upgraded to first-degree murder after one of the soldiers died. Janine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, announced the new charge today. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf were critically injured in Wednesday's shooting in the nation's capital, but President Trump announced last night that Beckstrom had passed away. Authorities say Ramanula Lakhanwal drove across the country to carry out an ambush-style attack. Brigadier General Leland D. Blanchard II is the interim commanding general of the D.C. National Guard. He told a press conference yesterday that Wednesday's shooting only strengthens the Guard's resolve to bring safety to the nation's capital.
I will say that the District of Columbia National Guard, this task force, is more committed this morning to the president's directive to make D.C. safe and beautiful.
President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of the two National Guard members by an Afghan national.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Black Friday has become something of an inconsistency in the e-commerce era. The day after Thanksgiving marks the official start of the holiday shopping season, but retailers already have spent weeks flooding their websites and customers with Black Friday offers. This is SRN News. The world's strongest woman is a man.
Officials have stripped the title from Jamie Booker after discovering that she is actually a man living as a woman. He outdistanced the competition at the World's Strongest Woman Championship in Arlington, Texas this month. The rules bar transgender athletes, but organizers say Booker slipped through. Other competitors, led by runner-up Andrea Thompson, urged an investigation which led to Booker ultimately being stripped of the title. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of public school students, parents, and taxpayers have filed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's new statewide school voucher program. They claim that allocating nearly $150 million in state funding to help parents send their kids to private and religious schools is unconstitutional. Similar scholarship and voucher initiatives have proliferated in conservative states where parents are pulling their children out of the public schools in record numbers. This is SRN News. UPS Airlines says a fleet of planes grounded after a deadly crash is expected to miss the peak holiday season.
It's because of inspections and possible repairs. The airline predicts it could be several months before its McDonnell Douglas MD-11 fleet returns to service as it works to meet FAA guidelines. UPS intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak season. An MD-11 crashed November 4th in Louisville, killing three crew members and 11 people on the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
The Louvre Museum has approved a ticket price increase for non-Europe visitors, raising it from 22 to 32 euros starting in January. This move aims to help finance a major overhaul of the building. The need for renovation became urgent after the recent crown jewels heist exposed security weaknesses. More details, SRNnews.com.